ACGC's got a new head wrestling coach. Lane Rummelhart will take over, and Coach Rummelhart joining us here. How excited are you for the opportunity with the Chargers?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Thanks for asking, Bennett. I've, you know, my whole life since high school, really, I've known that I wanted to get into coaching, and I didn't know when or where, but it just turns out I'm back in my home district, and couldn't be more excited to get season going and really looking forward to it.
What kind of experiences have you had as a coach so far, or maybe beyond that, just your experience as a wrestler that you think will prepare you for this?
Sure. So I spent the last couple seasons being assistant here at ACGC, but before that, I guess I've spent about 16 years of my life wrestling. I grew up in Guthrie Center, was a Tiger. We were just the Tigers and wrestled throughout my whole career there. And then I went on and wrestled 4 years at Central College in Pella, Iowa. And I've been on the mat a lot of my life, and now I'm kind of switching gears and I'm going to be in the corner. But yeah, that's really my background.
When you heard Coach Danker was stepping away, was that something right away that you thought, okay, this may be my shot, my time to jump in, or did it take a little while for you to decide to give it a go to apply?
Well, Coach Danker and I are pretty close. He had a daughter that was also in my class in high school, so I've obviously gotten to be pretty good family friends with him throughout the years. And I knew with Seth graduating that he'd be looking to take a different approach with his life and move in a different direction. But I didn't know what the future held. I didn't know how much interest there'd be in the job. I didn't know there's kind of a new administration there at ACGC from when I was in high school. I really didn't know what it looked like. I knew I'd be interested in the job, but I'd really be interested in just working with anyone. And it just turned out to where they gave me the opportunity to be head coach. So I'm really fortunate for that, but I'm still surrounded by some people I know that are going to help me out, and it's going to be a great experience.
What are some ways or some things maybe you learned from Coach Danker that you think will be similar about the program moving forward, and what are maybe some new ideas you might have that could be different from the way things have operated?
Sure. You know, Danker was really good at just keeping everybody in the loop all the time. He had a good network of coaches around him that we were always on the same page about things, about way to handle situations. And a lot of those guys are gone now. So I'm hoping I can build sort of the same, I guess, culture with my new staff. I'm still going to have Chris Lindman helping me out. He's going to be my assistant. And I'm hoping to maybe bring in a couple other guys, maybe some college buddies that I had on my team at Central. But I'm hoping to create that same culture, but just with some new faces. As far as differences go, you know, really, I was trained as a Tiger under Danker for a long time. So I had that coaching experience for most of my life, but then I went on to Central where I had teammates and coaches from all around the different parts of the country. And I'm hoping that, I can shake things up a little bit, bring in a little bit new flavor to the room. And, we'll just have to see, you know, how it goes, how the guys respond to me. I know a lot of them already, and I think that's really the two key points to make there.
There has been some success a couple of years ago, a trip to the regional duels. You know, there have been some state qualifiers in recent history, but people are always hungry for more. So what are some of your goals as far as what you want to see this team be able to accomplish, and what will it take to get there?
Yeah, so as far as getting there, I think I heard one of your interviews the other day with Griswold's head coach. I think I'm in the same boat as Coach Lear over there. We got to get the numbers out. I'm going to not just be a head coach, or I don't look at it as just being the head coach of the high school. I look at it as being in charge of the whole wrestling program across the board. So I got to work on getting somebody steady at the youth level, somebody steady at the junior high level, and get all of us on the same page so we can start getting some more kids out for our sport. Right now we had just one or two freshmen out last year, and looking at maybe just a few more freshmen out again this year. We got to build that class up, get higher numbers, and I think that's where it's really going to start. As far as goals, you know, my goal is just to help the kids reach their goals, whatever their mindsets are, or whatever they want to set. It's my job to help them get there. So when we get the numbers and we can be a more competitive team, then yeah, we'll look to get to the state dual tournament. But for right now, we got to start back a little bit. We got to build the program up.
What have been some of the, have you kind of gotten your feet wet much at all so far since you've gotten the job, or is that mostly going to wait until the practices start this winter?
Yeah, so I've already been in to the weight room. Football team's been in there lifting. We got a lot of boys out there. Talked to them a little bit about getting into some open rooms. We've had a couple so far, getting another few in here before school season starts. You know, just trying to get the boys and girls more aware, I guess, would be how I'd put it. But a lot of them know me and my family, or they know my name. I've had a lot of relatives go through the school, but they don't know me personally. So I think as far as what I'm getting done now, I'm just trying to get to know them a little bit better, see, you know, who are returning and who maybe I can get out to give it a shot.
Best of luck with everything, Coach. Thanks for your time.
And I appreciate it, Bennett.